Hi, everyone. It's been a really long time since I did one of these type of audios, kind of behind the scenes, if you will, of the creation process. And I thought, why not? Because my process has definitely changed quite significantly. I've gone from doing very scripted audios with, you know, with improv here and there, and definitely extending the dialogue and such as I go, to doing a lot more improvisation as far as the dialogue goes. So today, I had this idea that I wanted to make an audio about the first time somebody cries in front of their partner. And that kind of emotional vulnerability that comes with that. And I thought that was a very, you know, special moment. Not the one that I'm creating necessarily, but I think you know what I mean. Just in general, that's a pretty big deal to be able to let your guard down like that. And I think especially in today's society, don't let me get too deep here. Well, you can't necessarily stop me because, you know, it's recording. It's not live or anything. But why am I so rambly? What I mean with that is it's still not super accepted to talk about, you know, struggles that you're going through. It's not really acceptable to always allow yourself to feel really strongly, intensely, you know, to be sad, to be upset, to be angry, to be anxious. Any sort of emotion like this is so associated with negativity and being quote-unquote weak, which I'm so allergic to that. So, yeah, that's the topic for today's audio. And I had envisioned a couple that had been dating for, you know, a decent amount of time. They're not living together. We're not quite there yet. But they're definitely, you know, going strong, being monogamous, all that good stuff. But my persona here feels like there's a little bit of a barrier over there. And on this particular day when they meet up, I try to very gently see if there is a way for them to open up a little bit, if that they're comfortable enough to take that step, because I feel very strongly that something is really bothering them. And me, or my character in this case, but also me, Sarah, in general, always feels a lot better when you talk about something. It's so important to just talk, you know, to just spew everything out, kind of like I'm doing right now, just blabber, 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 and it feels a little bit better afterwards. It really, really does. So, yeah, that's literally the whole thing that I have. I don't have any lines prepared, nothing like that, because, yeah, reason process is just me. A mic, Audacity being open for recording, and I have some water, and of course, I made myself a cup of coffee, because, you know, been a busy bee at work, and now I'm sitting down to do another type of work, which I love dearly, and I've been really excited to sit down and record this, because, yeah, I just thought of it today, and I'm like, damn, it's been a while since I make a lot of videos like on the topic of you know, the vulnerability of opening up, but it's been a little while since I did like the first time. I don't know if I've ever done. Have I? There's a lot of audios. I don't want to say too surely, but somebody will correct me if I have. I'm sure you will, and you're most welcome to. But yeah, that's all I have. So I'm going to stop blabbering. And yeah, once this audio is recorded, hopefully you have a little bit of a background to how it was made. If you feel like that's going to ruin a little bit of a magic for you, totally understandable. Not everyone, you know, wants that kind of behind the scenes. They just want to get straight to the good stuff. And I get that. Don't worry. So if that is you, skip this audio. And I'll see you in the next one. I also hope you're having a really awesome day, because you deserve it. Bye.